This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriyal says elections will be held in free and fair environment. Sale and consumption of alcoholic products banned until final election results. 221,000 civil employees to be deployed for House of Representatives elections. And Pakistani strikes Afghanistan targets as clashes intensify. Now the news in detail. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriyal has said the House of Representatives elections on the 5th of March will be held in a fair and fear-free environment. Inspecting polling centres in Dholaka, the Home Minister said past weaknesses would be corrected and directed officials to ensure peaceful voting. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari and security officials also reviewed election security arrangements. Authorities said monitoring has been increased at sensitive polling centres. The Election Commission of Nepal has banned the sale and consumption of alcoholic products from today until the final election results are announced. The decision was taken under the election security plan approved by the High-Level Election Security Committee. The Commission has directed the Ministry of Home Affairs to ensure effective implementation. The Home Ministry has instructed chief district officers and security agencies across the country to strictly enforce the Election Code of Conduct. District Code of Conduct monitoring committees have been asked to monitor and take action under the Election Act and the Election Code of Conduct. Public and private vehicles will be prohibited from operating from midnight on the 4th of March until voting concludes on the 5th of March. However, essential services such as ambulances, fire engines, security vehicles, electricity and water maintenance vehicles will operate without restriction. Vehicles with election Commission passages, diplomatic vehicles and telecommunication service vehicles will also be allowed. Domestic and international flights will operate as usual. Passengers with valid tickets will be allowed to travel to and from the airport. Meanwhile, a total of 221,000 civil employees will be deployed for the House of Representatives elections. The Election Commission said the employees will be stationed at 23,112 polling centres across 165 constituencies in 77 districts. In addition, 143 temporary centres have been set up for proportional representation voting. Assistant spokesperson Prakash Nirupane said 9 civil employees will be deployed at polling centres with more than 500 voters, while 80 staff members will be assigned to centres with fewer than 500 voters. According to the Commission, election materials and ballot papers have already been delivered to all 165 constituencies. The Election Commission has directed authorities to take action against 11 online platforms involved in conducting live polls relating to the House of Representatives elections. Joint spokesperson Sitapun said the Commission has recommended action against the platforms for violating the Election Code of Conduct, which prohibits such polls. She said live polls can influence voters and affect their independent choice. Migratory birds that arrived in Chitwan National Park to escape the harsh winter have started returning to their home countries as temperatures rise. According to Basu Bidari, president of the Nepal Ornithological Society in Bagmati Province, the return migration began in the last week of February and will continue until the end of March. Every winter, ducks and other bird species fly to Chitwan National Park and nearby wetlands from countries such as Mongolia, Russia, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Malaysia and China. They enter Nepal through the Kali Gandaki Valley in search of a warmer climate. Around 12 to 15 species of foreign ducks are seen in the Narrowing and Rapti rivers, and in the Riu River area, Nepal receives around 150 species of migratory birds during winter. These birds stay for about 6 months before flying north for breeding. Nepal is home to 902 bird species, with 655 species recorded in Chitwan National Park alone. Meanwhile, summer migratory birds have begun arriving and will stay until the next winter season. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Pakistan has carried out airstrikes on Kabul as part of a wave of attacks across Afghanistan. According to Al Jazeera, a Taliban spokesperson said Pakistani jets targeted Kabul as well as Paktia and Kandahar. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said the country had always sought peace, but that its armed forces would firmly confront any aggression. The country's defense minister described the situation as an open war. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister's office claimed 133 Afghan Taliban fighters were killed and more than 200 injured. There has been no confirmation of these figures from Afghan authorities. Earlier, Taliban spokesperson said that its forces had responded with renewed attacks on Pakistani troops, though the post was later deleted. He said they would retaliate if attacked but would not initiate clashes. Meanwhile, regional and international actors have called for restraint. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi urged both sides to resolve differences through dialogue and good neighborly relations. Russia's foreign ministry also called on the two countries to hold cross-border attacks. UN Secretary General Antony Guterres has appealed to both Afghanistan and Pakistan to settle their differences through diplomacy. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told a congressional panel that she had no prior knowledge of the crimes committed by the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and called for President Donald Trump to testify under oath regarding his past association with Epstein. According to the BBC, Clinton made the remarks after giving closed-door testimony for 6 hours before the House Oversight Committee, which is examining issues related to Epstein. She said she wanted the truth to come out and expressed disappointment that her testimony was not made public, noting that this would have avoided the need for her to describe it to reporters outside. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, is scheduled to testify on Friday. The Clintons had initially resisted the committee's subpoena, describing it as potentially motivated, but later agreed to appear as possible contempt of Congress proceeding loomed. Both the Clintons and Trump have denied any wrongdoing in connection with Epstein. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy condition in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces, while the remaining hilly and mountainous areas will see partly cloudy weather. The weather in the Tarai region will remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces. At one to places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Lumini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashim provinces. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriyal says elections will be held in free and fair environment. Sale and consumption of alcoholic products banned until final election results. 221,000 civil employees to be deployed for House of Representatives elections, and Pakistani strikes Afghanistan targets as clashes intensify. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.